here's a question for you. Is marriage overrated?
Why aren't people getting married anymore?
A new Pew Research poll found that 2 in 5 young adults think marriage is an outdated tradition.
Marriage rates are at their lowest right now.
Is marriage really even worth it?
More than half of marriages end in divorce.
If you get married, you have to be stuck with this person for the rest of your life, right? That's why you get married. So that's why it's declining. Why would you get married if you want to have just one partner when you can have multiple?
Marriage is stupid.
Welcome to the Married AI Podcast, the self-proclaimed greatest marriage and relationship podcast in the world. We are your hosts, Matthew and Monica Powers, back for another episode of the show. And so pumped.
We are.
I am. I'm on that level of being really tired and wanting a nap, but I'm not there yet. So once it's all said and done, I may just completely crash and be completely done with it. But welcome to everyone who is here, everyone who is back, everyone who is here for the first time. Welcome. We're so happy that you're here with us. Everyone who is listening to the show, watching the show, thank you guys so, so very much. Please subscribe, like it, download it, leave a review. All of those fun things, because that just helps people find us, find the show, and listen if that's the Lord's will for it to reach somebody. This is a way to allow that to happen. So again, thank you everyone who has done that and does that. You are incredible.
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm looking at all these stats and it's just mind-blowing to me. What's up, Los Angeles?
For real, Los Angeles, San Jose, New York, and Miami. And isn't that what you said?
Yeah, they're the top most downloaded locations for the podcast.
That's unbelievable. Bangladesh, where you at, man? Bangladesh used to be there. Germany, the Germans loved us. Australia, we've talked to that before.
32 countries now. What it was prior to me.
We'll say less. We'll say that it's improved at the very least. That I don't know for sure, but maybe it has. But thank you for all those people who do listen.
Yeah.
We never really expected cool to, it in a billion years. That really cool to see. This is what happened. For some reason, you keep doing it. And I guess as long as they keep listening, we'll probably still stick around.
Listen, we live in Calera, Alabama.
Nobody except the people local to us know about Calera, Alabama. No one's heard of Calera, Alabama.
But
for all they know, it's the same as Greenbow, Alabama.
That does not exist.
It does not.
But
Forrest Gump made it famous.
Right? But we live here in Calera. It's not that big of a city. It doesn't matter.
No.
But by living here, I feel like it should be a little bit elevated. I know we grew up in Alabaster, and Alabaster is one in the top that there's more people that download.
Which makes sense.
But Calera, our current hometown.
Yes.
It's only 59 downloads.
People don't love us in Calera, you know, the tens of thousands of downloads that are out there. Calera doesn't count for a whole lot of it. So what does that tell you? That tells you that it is not you and I who are sitting here downloading everything all day long. We're not the boost of the downloads at the very least. At least there's a few people who listen. And again, it can't be said enough. We're so thankful for that.
Yes. It's really cool to see that Los Angeles and Miami are top two.
Two places we have been.
That's so cool. We have.
We've been to both in the past year, mm-hmm. which is pretty cool. So, but we'll dive into the episode, but not until we do what we always do. And I say always, the last two episodes, but we did it a third time. We're going to continue to read from the Gen Z Bible.
What you got
today? New Testament, the Gen Z Bible. I figured we're going to go with Tim Tebow, Eye Black Scripture, John 3:16, because
this one's hilarious.
Everyone,
I've read this.
Even if you don't love Jesus and you don't read the Bible, people know John 3:16.
Yeah.
And they always say favorite Bible verse, John 3:16. That's like the go-to. So, mm-hmm. it's God so loved the world, he gave his one and only son, so those who believe in him will not perish but have eternal life. But Gen Z doesn't know.
Give me the Gen Z version.
You ready for this?
I love this one.
Yo, peeps. God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only son. So anyone who believes in him won't get wiped out, but will have life that goes on forever. Jesus preached. Yo, peeps.
Yo, peeps.
Just how it starts out. Yo, peeps. It goes on in verse 17. God didn't send his son to this world to hate on it or anything, but to save it through him. Whoever believes in him ain't going to get judged. But those who don't believe already got the judgment hanging over them because they didn't put their trust in the name of the one and only Son of God. Yo, peeps. That may not be totally accurate because we will all have a judgment day and be judged, but we get to have, we're going to get judged for it. But we're there. We made it. But yo, peeps, you ain't gonna get wiped out.
Not wiped out.
That's fun stuff. Yo, peeps.
Yo, peeps.
Yo, peeps.
Hey, yo, peep. What were we talking about today?
Today we're going to talk about intimacy.
Oh, boy.
People lacking intimacy in their marriage. And I'm not just talking about sex. Now, that's part of it.
Well, that's what most people think when they think intimacy.
Well, exactly. And I think that may be part of the problem.
It's bumping uglies. This is why I don't want to know anymore. I can't know what you want to talk about. I just need to go with it.
Bumping uglies is going to be all over the place. This is amazing. It ain't all about bumping uglies,
it's
okay? It's not. And I think that's where we may get lost on it, is people think it's just about bumping uglies.
But you got to do something.
In other words, if you want to do it.
Do something.
Do something. But being intimate is way more, it's way deeper than just the sex part of it.
Yeah.
That's part of it. It's not. So, you know, many couples face that. Many couples are not intimate at all. But the idea is that maybe we can give you a few things to help get the intimacy back. Get the sex back if that's lacking. But also get the intimacy back.
Yeah, let's be Justin Timberlake. Let's bring that sexy back, baby.
I like the, who was the band who covered that? What was their name?
Oh my gosh.
The hard rock band. Oh, it's so good.
Now I'm not going to think of anything else until I remember that.
Bumping uglies. I'll just leave that on your mind. Maybe it'll change it just a little bit. But I got a few things, just maybe some practical things that hopefully can bring intimacy back into your relationship. Not just the sex part, but just the closeness. Is that what we're talking about? Just being close, being where two become one, how God created it from the very beginning, where two people become one. And it really, I think it's something that many people struggle with. I think we've become so self-centered and so into just me that we've forgotten that we have a partner there. We have someone else there who they need our attention also.
Yes.
Two can't become one when you're all about yourself. Don't work that way. So the first, as always, the foundation of intimacy, really the foundation of everything, and really what everything, every problem arises from this, every success arises from this, communication.
Absolutely.
Talk. Have those hard conversations. Have those conversations that you don't want to have. Have those conversations that you do want to have. Have them when the time is needed. Not saying that if something's going wrong, you just like drop everything right there and, hey, we're going to hash this out right this second. But no, you better handle it within the next.
Stick a pin in it.
Put a pin in it, but don't put a pin in it for too long.
No.
Because it's just going to linger. I
mean, it depends on how deep the situation is.
Such as?
I mean, if we are not agreeing on a punishment for our child, yeah, I'm going to stick a pin in it. I can sleep on that. That's not something that's going to keep me awake at night.
That is true.
But if it's something where you might see a text or an email on your spouse's phone and you're like, oh my, why are they getting messages from whatever person it may be?
Yeah, that's pretty serious.
That one definitely doesn't need to have a pin.
Now, that's something you like, hey, we got to go somewhere and we got to conversate this now.
Mm-hmm.
Have this conversation now.
It might not be the way you think it should go, but it has to go.
It has to go down right now. But even then, if it's that type of conversation, boy, you got a whole lot of other things going on. Like, you should be able to see your spouse's phone at any time. Should be able to see what's going on there at any time.
I'm sorry, you cannot see my phone right now.
Because
I don't know where it's at.
I'm not surprised at all. Hence the reason you got an Apple Watch. One of the main reasons for that is not just to tell time or anything like that. It's so you can find your phone. Now, the problem that we have run into is sometimes you also lose the watch.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't know where either is. And maybe that's something we need to have a conversation about to discover a little more intimacy. I'm joking. What? I'm just trying to bring it all back to intimacy here. But you got to have the conversations. You got to talk about it. You got to be open. We talk about it all the time, but I don't think it can be said enough because people just don't do it. They just don't want to talk about it. They don't want to go through maybe that difficult conversation because they're worried about what may happen from it. And that's why it's, you know, no judgment. I should be able to come with you with anything.
Right. But you shouldn't have to go and worry about talking about the conversation that needs to be had because of what the other person's going to say, because you shouldn't have probably done what you did anyways.
No, but you got to come clean.
Right. But if you are, if you have open and clear communication, there should not be an issue out there that's unresolved.
No, there shouldn't. And I think one thing that you have to remember is that your spouse is for you. Like, they're not against you. They're not trying to bring you down.
That's the way it should be.
It should be. But you have to go in knowing that my spouse is for me. They want what's best for me. They want what's best for us, for our children, for our family. So I can come at them with anything, no matter what it looks like, how bad the screw up may have been, or how crazy or outlandish this may seem, and be able to work through it together because we are the two that became one. So we have to talk. That can't be overstated enough. Another thing is, whenever there are things that come up and you're not intimate, you've got to identify kind of that root cause. Like, what is really, really causing this? And it's one of the things that I do, and I learned through the whole business lean processing thing that you hate so much, is asking why until you can't ask why any longer.
It makes sense.
Because that gets you down to the actual root cause of what it is. What is causing the intimacy issues? And what I found is that, you know, stress is a high level one. Unresolved conflicts, those are just kind of building up until they eventually explode. But some other things that people experience that cause intimacy issues and people not being able to be intimate together, it's the high stress, it's low self-esteem, which I think happens a lot.
More so in females, I would think.
Because?
Of weight gain, weight loss, what they used to look like compared to what they now look like.
Why you're supposed to love your spouse all ways. Not always and forever, but always.
A-L-L-W-A. Space.
Yes.
W-A-Y-S.
Love them all ways. Another reason is rejection. That once you're rejected, like men especially, because, and you hear this from the man side of things, that men get rejected from their wife for, it's usually sex related, but get rejected from their wife, and eventually that just kind of turns them off completely. Like, what's the bother? Why do I even try? Why do I even make an effort? Because every time I do, she says,
no. I have a headache.
I have a headache, or no, I'm just too exhausted. I want to go to bed and just go to sleep. But then you lay in bed and you watch TikTok for 3 hours. And that happens.
It does.
Way too often, where you're laying in bed, you were too tired to be intimate with your husband, but you're there giggling away at reels and videos and watch them for hours and hours and hours and hours. What kind of message is that sending to your spouse?
I would get bored.
I mean, it is sending a message real quickly that this video and this person and this group and this whatever is far more important than you. And I would rather spend my time with them than you. And that's exactly what happens. And that builds resentment, which is another thing that can cause kind of these intimacy issues, is you have resentment built up towards your spouse, towards your partner, because of maybe these past hurts or this past rejection or whatever it is. And I think this one is huge. Lack of non-physical intimacy.
So if you don't use it, you lose it.
Yes, you do. 40-year-old virgin. Thank you very much. But the non-physical type, and not even fully non-physical, but holding hands, hugging each other, giving each other a kiss, just being there around each other, looking each other in the eyes when you speak to each other, being focused on each other. You know, we all need that. Mm-hmm. And that non-physical or non-sexual intimacy has to be there. And could it lead to the sexual side of things?
Absolutely.
Absolutely it can, but that should never be
the reason. That shouldn't be the reason.
It should be because you love and you care about your spouse. And I think those are some of the root causes to why people aren't intimate together at all. And you have to be able to address these. And again, communicate about them and talk to them. And, you know, one thing to understand, understanding your love language is huge for this, because you can know that, hey, my spouse likes this, and this is how I can show them my love. Like, mine is not gifts.
No, I think that's it. Some of the love languages, I feel like people don't quite understand the love languages, as in the gift one. They feel like when that is, they take the quiz or read the book or whatever they figure out, when they see that it's gifts. They might interpret their love language of gifts as in they are gift givers.
Yes, that's not.
That's not what that means. It's you like receiving the gifts.
Yes.
From your significant other.
That is how you feel loved, is that someone gave you a gift.
They think of you enough to buy you something or give you something. And it doesn't have to be something that was bought. You could make them things or leave them a little note, because that's technically the same thing. You're leaving them a little surprise.
And I think when people think of gifts, they think it's got to be like this big thing, and it's got to be something I went and bought and this big, huge gift. You're right. It can be something as small as just a little note, because all that says is I'm thinking about you.
Or if you know you have to go to the gas station to get gas that day, hey, maybe you should swing in and get them their favorite little candy.
Grab you some Snickers, baby. Bring home some M&Ms.
Diet Coke and M&Ms.
Hey, that's what's up.
But
listen,
I'm not a gift person.
No. I mean, you can buy me things, and you do, and I appreciate them, but it doesn't do anything for me compared to, hey, let's just sit on the couch with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it, because mine is quality time. But understanding your love languages, I think, can help uncover the root causes for the lack of intimacy and be able to kind of bring the spark back. The third thing is prioritizing your time together. Because we've just kind of been talking about this before we started recording, and really this week, you know, time together, time's something you can never get back. It's here and it's gone. You can't buy that back at all. And like this week with your softball and with Cashman's baseball, like, it's crazy.
We don't really see each other.
No.
When the sun goes down.
No.
Until it's time to go to bed.
Yes, and we're kind of beat, and we're figuring all this out. Mm-hmm. We're making it work and figuring it all out, but prioritizing that time that we do have together. That, hey, if we're both not doing anything, we're not going to say, okay, well, you're going to go over, you're going to do your own thing, I'm going to go do my own thing, and that's going to be
sit on opposite sides of the couch or different pieces of furniture that we're not able to even touch each other if we just lean over, you know?
Mm-hmm.
No. But, okay, so when you were talking about the person just laying in bed, maybe they're too tired, they don't want to, oh, I just don't feel like it, and then they spend hours on whatever app that they're searching through. Great example just came through my mind. You know when you go through, like, a checkout line at the grocery store or wherever you may be?
Now, let's clarify this. Is it real checkout or is it now self-checkout?
With a person.
With a human being who actually does it.
If a human being is working, I'm going through that line.
Yes, I most certainly
I hate
am.
Going to the one Walmart here because there are no people that check you out.
No.
Strictly self-checkout.
And what makes me so frustrated, boy, we're off topic here, but that's okay. What makes me so frustrated is when you go through the self-checkout line and you scan
have to
something,
have something.
And then you got to have someone come over and they get their card. They got to enter. Yes. I mean, come on.
Oh,
come on now.
What's the point?
Well, come on.
Anyways. So you're
checking out.
With a human as the person that's going beep, beep.
Do you have any coupons?
No, not that person.
Are you going to write a check?
Listen to Powers. You know I did not just get off topic on purpose. I probably did. But when you're going through this line and the person, sometimes they don't ever say anything to you, but even when you are maybe ordering food, even if it's a fast food restaurant, when you are on the phone, you as the person that is checking out, not the person that's going beep, beep, it is so annoying.
Not only is it annoying, that is so disrespectful.
Exactly. So it's equivalent to the person who you're sleeping in the same bed with beside, but you're too tired to have anything to do with. But let me scroll through the screen and see what I can get. It's no different than talking on the phone while you're trying to check out. It is rude. Or when you're trying to order food. Hold on. Let me get, what'd you say? Oh my gosh. What about this? The person doesn't know if you're talking to the person on the phone or them. It's so annoying. As a receptionist, if I am at a doctor's office and I am doing the checkout there, if the phone rings and that receptionist picks up the phone and continues the conversation with the person on the phone, I just leave. They've obviously not been trained very well. Absolutely. Excuse me. Hold on just 1 second. Blah, 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 blah. Please hold. And then you continue with the person in front of you. The person in front of you is always more important than what is on the other end of that phone.
That's a great comparison because you're dead on. One, it's incredibly annoying, but it's so awful and disrespectful, especially when it's your spouse. Like if I'm in line at the grocery store, it's a quick, like I'll get off the phone with you in a second.
Hey, I'm checking out. We got
to
go.
Hey, I'm about to check out. I'll talk to you later. I'll call you as soon as I'm done. I would never do that because I find it so disrespectful because what you're saying is just what you... This is way more important than you are.
Another one that really chaps my you know what. When you are having a conversation, not with just you, this could go across the board with anyone who has a phone. If me and you are having a conversation and you are texting away or doing something on your phone, when we started the conversation eye to eye, but then you go down to your phone, that tells me all I need to know. I have started randomly saying stupid things just to make sure the person that's going to their phone who was in full conversation with me, but whoever is sending something on the other end seems to be way more important than the face-to-face conversation that we're having. I've started saying stupid things just to see if they're paying attention or not because they're, knowing they have zero clue what you said.
I could not agree with you more. The only time it is okay to pick up the phone when you're talking to somebody, if it's because, oh yeah, I need to send you this, or hey, I needed to show you this or anything like that. I could not agree more. When you're having a conversation with someone, they have their phone out and they're just, I'd just walk away.
I got zero reasons to hang.
Clearly, you have no interest in having a conversation with me. Clearly, I'm not near as important as what's going on your phone, on this little screen, someone that may not even be real on the other side.
Oh, it's usually fake. No,
I mean,
doubt. Look
up. You got a human being standing right in front of you who wants to have a conversation with you. Put your freaking phone away.
Yes. Buy phone.
Put the phone down.
Or if it happens to make a noise, most of the time everything's silent now, but you could say, excuse me, just a second. I need to take this. Perfectly fine.
It is. It's.
But come back to the conversation.
It's as simple as that. It really is. And it's the phone thing is, it drives me crazy. So that is not prioritizing your time together at all. Listen, time is so precious. We spend it on these phones all the time. Just takes away from your spouse. So prioritize it. Be intentional about it. Like, hey, we have 30 minutes together before the kids come in from outside. That could definitely be it. But hey, we got half an hour. Let's finish the show together. Hey, we got 15 minutes. Let's do this together. Just anything to be intentional about spending that time with one another. So that's another huge way to increase intimacy. Fourth one, spice things up in the bedroom. It is a part of it.
I know.
Spice things up a little bit.
That test kitchen.
I was going to say, listen to the sex menu. Listen to the test kitchen because...
Didn't we do one of these things that we're doing right now on...
We did a whole podcast. Episode on the test kitchen and the sex menu. Go back and listen to that. But don't be afraid to spice things up at all.
No.
It's needed because you'll get bored. Duh. Doing the same old thing time and time and time again. And this is, again, it all goes back to communication and being able to have good communication with each other. There's something weird you want to try. Tell your spouse. Just saying. I am of the belief that as long as it is not harming you, your spouse, or your relationship, make it happen like Gloria Estefan.
I like it, Powers.
Make it happen. Don't harm yourself. Don't harm your spouse. Don't bring another human being in because that's a terrible idea. Anything
part
else
of the test kitchen ever.
Anything else should be on the table. And your spouse should be able to say, okay, like seriously, you could come to me with anything that doesn't kind of hit those three things. And even if I think like...
You might look at me really stupid.
I may. And I may think, what in the world is going on in that brain? But you know what? Okay.
All right. If you like it,
we'll give this a shot. We'll give it at least one run. And we'll say,
you can't knock it until you try it.
That's right. Because it may come out and say, this sucker is off the test kitchen. We're putting this the main course. This is unbelievable.
Oh my God. I feel like we're setting our son up for failure because we make him try everything.
We do.
And he's always, I'm a trier, Mom. I'm a trier.
Or maybe we're setting him up for some success later on in life. I don't know.
I don't even want to think.
I don't either. Yes, spice things up. Discover new ways to explore each other together. You know, kind of reignite that passion that first got you together in the first place. You know, have fantasies. Talk about them. Work those things out. Again, if it's not harming you, your spouse, and you're not bringing another human being in, it's not going to harm your relationship, go for it.
Try just making out without going through with all of it. Like, just control.
Some control. Yeah.
Just make out and see. Oh my goodness. We need to do that more often.
See what happens.
Just bring back a spark that you forgot because when maybe you were just dating, all you could do was make out.
Mm-hmm.
And you're thinking, I miss that. Because how often do people make out anymore? I make out with you a lot.
Yeah, exactly. And it works great. I'd say our passion is up there. You know, that flame is lit very well. But
that pilot will never go out.
No, the pilot is roaring. But be adventurous with each other.
Yeah.
Don't do the same old experience the test kitchen, work on that menu. But there's nothing that you should bring to the table or be scared to bring to your table to your spouse. Because they shouldn't just shut it down.
Should not.
Go for it. You never know. You never know what may happen. And the last thing, just to bring intimacy back in the marriage, the power of a small gesture. Kind of how we talked about just the little notes. Just those little things that many people would just seem to be insignificant. This doesn't matter. Nobody's going to care about this. Man, that can do so much.
Especially for people like me, who their number one love language is acts of service. Baby, you take that trash out and I'm just, oh my God, that is a sexy man walking right there with that trash. Just those things that doing that extra little thing. I mean, even if it's emptying the dishwasher once the dishes are clean without me having to tell you. Not a, hey, the trash needs to be taken out. Come on, somebody, help me out.
Yeah, no one's going to be interested in that.
No, but for those of us who acts of service, that's your number one love language. When I don't have to tell you, hey, can you put the dishes in the dishwasher for me? Or empty them? Or take out the trash? Those kind of things? Man, that's real sexy.
It is. It is. And
last weekend, when I was gone doing softball all day long, exhausted, being outside in the freezing cold weather.
30-mile-an-hour winds.
I mean, my face was chapped because of the wind alone. But when I get home from the hour or so drive back, and I was alone the whole time, so when I get home, walk in the door and holy cow, the house is spotless. Every single article of clothing that was dirty has now been washed and put away. The floors had been vacuumed. The dishes were done and dinner was prepared. Blew my mind.
Just trying to take
just
care.
To do that little bitty thing without me having to say, hey, while I'm gone, can you blah, 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 blah. It was done without me having to tell you because.
And that was not done for a selfish gain on my end. Thinking, no. You know what? Hey, if I do this and this and this, like she is going to owe me.
No.
It was something one, it needed to be done. I'm here. Why not step up for my spouse and do this? Why not step? Because you would have done the exact same thing for me. Mm-hmm. If the roles were reversed. You would have done the exact same thing. Just, hey, we're here. Hey, kids, we're going to clean things up. It's going to take us just a couple hours. we're going to do this for your mom. We're going to do this for your dad so they can come home. They can just rest and we can just hang out together. And we don't have to worry about doing anything. And that kind of goes back to prioritizing your time, because had you come home, you'd be exhausted. Be like, well, we need to do this and I got to do this. And you just start doing stuff and you're not spending that quality time together. And that's just, it seems small, but man, it pays off in a huge way.
Because I was able to get a shower and I literally laid on the couch in your lap.
Yes. And we just hung out. We watched TV. We had a great night.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about.
Because there was nothing that had to be done.
And that is that's a great level of intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
That is what true intimacy is all about, is just being that close-knit where you want to spend every moment you can together. It's that easy.
Very easy.
So how to bring the intimacy back? Communicate.
Stop being selfish.
Get to the root causes. Prioritize your time. Spice up the bedroom. Small gestures, man, it will bring it back, I promise you.
Mm-hmm. Do we ever lose it?
What do you mean?
Like the spark. You know what I mean? Like most people that have to get it back. I mean, of course.
Kind of how Stella got her groove back.
I know after having children, there's a, you know, waiting period.
Yeah, I wouldn't say we've ever lost the spark. Had it been dimmer before? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't say it like was completely extinguished and we had to relight it or anything like that. But no, we've had to work on it at times. But no, I wouldn't say it's ever been completely lost. Would you?
I don't think so.
I'd say that sucker's roaring now. it's like the Olympic flame that never goes out. That's how I'm going to compare it.
I like it.
So
you're not wrong.
Bring that intimacy back. It'll pay off in a million ways, not just in the bedroom, but in so many other ways. You'll be closer. You'll be better. You'll have more joy. You'll notice all the benefits in it.
Absolutely.
All right. We're out of here.
Bye.
See y'all next time. God, we love you. We're so thankful for what you're doing. And again, this is yours. As always, this is yours. And just we pray that you just get it to the ears that need to hear it. Whatever little thing that could come out of any of this, God, just you're in control of it. And we just pray that it gets to the people that it needs to get to. We love you and we're thankful for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Play ball.